May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This passage we've just heard obviously has great significance. Here we have John the Baptist pointing out Jesus, saying, "Look, the Lamb of God, this is God's chosen one." He testifies to all those present that he saw the Spirit descend as a dove and remain on Jesus, so fulfilling God's word that the man whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. As we read this passage, we see it's formed by questions and statements. Questions posed by Jesus to John's disciples. These questions and statements are not just for those who were present, but for us today. Questions which should prompt us all to think and reflect on our own hopes, needs, and actions. Initially, when I read this passage, there were five words which stood out for me. Words spoken by Jesus to John's disciples. Just simple words. Come and you will see. Although we believe that at that time Jesus was a stranger to the disciples, on hearing John say, "Look, the Lamb of God," they immediately followed Jesus. Come and you will see. Such simple words. But they invite the disciples to find out more. Surely, as Christians, that is exactly what we should be doing. Exploring our faith and our beliefs. Trying to learn more about Jesus. John's disciples would appear to have had no doubts about following Jesus and spending time with this stranger, about whom they knew nothing. And I wonder how many times we will have all had such confidence, had no misgivings about a situation or a person, so much so that without thought or concern, we would simply follow. And then be content to spend time growing to know that person. And later in the passage we read that Jesus also instructed Philip, "Follow me." And Jesus asked of the disciples, "What do you want?" Another important question which applies to all of us. As we explore and think about our faith, beliefs, our spiritual needs, we too must ask ourselves, what am I looking for? What do I want? As humans, we are all searching. We have a need to discover what is available to us. We may or possibly may not even be aware that what we are seeking from life is a deeper relationship with our God. Or perhaps we believe what we desire is closer ties with family, with friends. Or perhaps we think we are simply hoping for a life which offers us more leisure. But whatever our initial thoughts, we should all give ourselves the time and opportunity to reflect on what we actually are searching for as we grow as Christians. Jesus invites John's disciples to discover the answer to their questions with the simple words, "Come and see, and you will come and you will see." Five simple words which would change their lives and which can change the lives of all of us who come and see. Andrew, naturally, wanted to share the good news of finding Jesus, sought out his brother Simon and took him to Jesus saying, "We have found the Messiah." And the next day, Philip, also wanting to share the exciting news of Jesus, found Nathanael and told him, We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. However, initially, Nathanael did not want to follow Philip. Like many of us, he was influenced by his own prejudices, declaring, "Can anything good come from such a place as Nazareth?" Philip said three simple words to Nathanael, "Come and see." And as we know, Nathanael, on meeting and hearing Jesus, immediately moves from expressing his doubts and prejudice to an acclamation of faith, saying, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel." Now, here is a question for all of us to consider. Do we, like Nathanael, also risk allowing our prejudices, preconceptions, to prevent us from doing things? Something to give some thought to later on. However, whatever the answer, I doubt any of us will ever be as misguided as poor Nathanael, initially deciding that Jesus, the Son of Man, was not somebody he wished to have contact with. Our Christian faith is obviously not based on our actually having seen or met with Jesus. Regrettably, we are not blessed like the disciples were to know Jesus as a man, as a friend. But with faith, we can also grow to know Jesus. For Jesus to become our companion on our journey of faith. For Jesus to become our friend. A friend who supports us, walks by our sides in good and bad times. A friend who never leaves us. As Christians, each time we declare our faith in Jesus, we confirm that we are followers of Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Frequently, the lives we live today are busy, and it's easy to get swept up with the minutiae of life. Whilst I am presuming that if asked, most of us here today would say we are Christians. And many of us will have studied our Bibles and thought deeply about our faith. I would suggest, though, that many of us, even if subconsciously, still ask, "What do I want?" As Christians, it's important that we recognise that our faith is not sedentary, that to grow and be fruitful, our faith needs to be nourished. As we seek to grow in faith and knowledge, as we spend time in prayer and study, we learn to depend and trust in God's judgment and guidance, to lead and protect us. We recognise that our faith is a gift from God through the Holy Spirit. While spending time with Jesus, his disciples saw many things beyond their understanding. His miracles were said by some to be trickery, but the disciples believed in Jesus. They had faith. They knew he was the Messiah, the Son of God. As Christians, we are all on a journey. The last time I preached in church, we were celebrating Epiphany, the story of the wise men's journey of faith. These magi were not to know what would be at their journey's end, but they had faith. They believed that as they followed the star, they were being led by God, that they would eventually meet the Christ child. As we come to Jesus, as we commit to following Jesus, we too allow ourselves to be led by God. As we look at the world today, we can all see its beauty, but there are many things to cause us concern. But if we believe that God created this world for us, we must have faith that God is in control, that those who turn to God will see the return of Christ. Each week in our services, we say, Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. If we believe what we are saying, as Christians, we must have faith and hope that Christ's future return will establish God's kingdom. Faith gives us hope. Hope for a future full of God's grace and love. And in John 10, we read, Christ came that we may have life and have it abundantly. Whilst I recognise it can be difficult to talk about faith, faith is personal. We each need to share and bear witness to our belief, to our faith, to invite others to share the joy and the love of putting Jesus first in our hearts and in our actions. The way we live and see God in our lives bears witness to our faith and can transform lives. The Hebrew prophet Micah wrote, act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Discipleship is a lifelong journey, a personal walk, and a ministry in supporting and guiding others to share our Christian faith. In the name of God, we can offer our faith and our belief as a gift to others. We can invite them also to come and see. And I believe God will then do the rest. Amen.